Next item is Ocean Way Estates subdivision request to install gates.
Gentlemen, I'll take this one. This is a subdivision that's been in existence, at least the first phase, since 1974. It's actually four phases, 118 lots in 1974, and then there was a second phase of 18 lots in 1983, a third phase of 150 lots in 1987, and phase four was approved for 43 lots in 1991. And the issue has come up that there were, subsequent to the development of most of those phases, if not all of them, gates installed in the center of the subdivision. And the subdivision is between Route 26 and Route 361,
Muddy Neck Road.
And I think the developer, who still owns the roads, put the gates in thinking that they would deter people from using it as a cut-through. What's a little bit interesting is that rather than put the gates at the entrances to the development on either side, they are in the very middle of the development. And the county received concerns from EMS, police, I think, and some other agencies about the fact that they could not gain access if you went in one side to the other half of the development and vice versa. And the gates don't appear on any of the approved site plans. And I think, as Mr. Lank explained to me, the site plans were approved consecutively with the idea that they would be, well, I guess that you could flow through the development, that they would be interconnected so one side of the development could gain access to the other side, I think.
So basically, the first phase came in on 26 and also exited on 26 at the same entrance location. The phase two came in and basically was an extension to that with no access off-site other than 26. And the third phase came in, interconnected again with the two phases that existed and created a new entrance on Muddy Neck Road to serve as access. So we always consider, it's always been considered one project, just three phases. And as Vince said, they've placed barriers and would like to install control gates in the center of the project.
They actually already have them installed.
Okay, they have them already.
There's three gates because there's three roadway connections between. You can kind of go three different ways through the whole thing. The two outside ones are just metal gates, originally padlocked, and those padlocks have since been removed, although the gates are closed, so you have to go up there and you have to open and drive through. The middle one is card activated, and the way I understand it is all the residents in the development have cards to gain access. The county, because we were getting concerns about this and because it didn't match the approved site plan, sent letters telling them that they had to remove the gates. That came from Lawrence's office and then ultimately my office, because what was there didn't match what had been approved. And really, there wasn't much of any response received, and because there was no response, we ended up filing in the Court of Chancery to get an injunction requiring the gates to be removed. Since then, the developer, who still owns the roadways, through his attorney, or through their attorney, Mr. Willard, contacted me on behalf of the Office of Planning and Zoning and said, well, can we submit a revised final site plan that shows, or go through the process of submitting a revised final site plan that would show where these gates are actually located, kind of retroactively approve them, because the gates weren't there on any approved plans. Can we come to the commission and get the approval for the location of the gates and amend the final site plan to show them? And that's a process that's available to anybody, and that's what they're asking for, is that's something that the commission would consider as a revised final site plan, or would you require it to go back through a public hearing to amend the final site plan or the subdivision application?
My concern would be if we just bring it back as a final site plan, do we have the benefit of soliciting the comments of law enforcement and EMS folks? Because quite honestly, if it's a problem for them, it's a problem for me. So that's where I am. They need to have access, and if they see it as an issue, then it's an issue.
Let me add one.
Another gate is used, though, that a
apparently it's not a problem, so can't they solve that issue with that? I mean, there's other gated communities that have similar electronic.
I don't disagree with that. As long as it can be done in a way that
EMS doesn't or right. whoever.
Well, I think it's a twofold issue. Before I get to that, let me just add to what I think Mr. Wheatley said. There were 91 cards that were submitted to the office by Mr. Willard, signed by residents, saying they were in support of it. Just to run back through it a second, I think there was 329 lots, and 100, let's see, Berzin's, the original developer, still owns 84 of those. So when you add 84 plus 91, you end up with around 50% of the people seem to be in favor of it. I think part of what EMS's concerns are, I think there's been concerns expressed about whether it's EMS or whether it's Federal Express or UPS or anybody, is unlike other developments that I'm aware of, the gate's there at the front entrance, so you know what you're getting when you get there. You know, here you're into the middle of the development, realizing if you have a card, you can keep going. If you don't, you've got to backtrack out and come all the way around. Yeah, so, you know, and that's a design issue. It's, you know, but that's where it stands right now.
My only real concern with it would be its emergency access. And as Mr. Ross says, if that problem's been solved, it just puzzled me that the EMS would express concern about it, because typically that problem is solved in the manner that Mr. Ross suggested. And if there's some other issue, then we need to know what it is. I'm just wondering if the gates right now are not electronic, or are they not?
Something's wrong
somewhere.
Well, and we have letters from, and it may be that, you know, whether or not there's a public hearing or not, or that's your decision, it may be that the message is delivered back that they need to provide confirmation that the various EMS providers don't have an objection to it.
That's what I would
before
be
before acting on it.
I don't know that it has to go to a public hearing, yeah. But I would want, in any event, I would want some indication from the local fire department and the in our county EMS that it's not an issue for them.
Gentlemen, I agree with what the chairman just said, and I've been aware of this as an issue for quite some time, and I'm aware of all the work and man hours that staff, as well as Mr. Robertson, along with Mr. Willard and others associated with this, have put into bartering back and forth on this as an issue, and I would urge us as a commission to defer it tonight, so that if any of you other gentlemen, as well as myself, want to try to get in touch with Mr. Lank, Mr. Abbott, or Mr. Robertson and get up to speed and view the site either through Google Earth, showmystreet.com, or go down and see the site, because these gentlemen really have put a lot of man hours into this, trying to get this resolved. And as you said, I agree with you. Not saying it has to go to a public hearing, right. But I think we need to spend just a little time and finally tie this up and get it right.
The bottom line in all of it is, too, whether you think the gates are a good idea or, you know, whatever, we have a site plan that doesn't match what physically exists.
Well, that has to be fixed. Yeah. I mean, that obviously has to be addressed. And all I'm saying is that, to me, the greater problem is if it's an issue for
right.
emergency
and
access.
That's what we got to find
that's
out
all,
first.
That's all I
Mr. Lank, could you? I mean, is it possible for you to talk to our EMS people or whoever and see if the solutions provided by changing the locks on the gate in this white part have solved the problem?
It won't solve the problem. It's only one location. Two gates are actually, you got to get out of your car and open the gate, close it back up. There were padlocks. I don't believe there's any padlocks now.
The original
problem started because they weren't gated. They had actually put Jersey barriers across the street, and you had room to walk through it or drive or ride a bicycle through it, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Wait a minute. Now. This plan was approved when the intention was to provide access from one to the other, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, they have to provide access from one to the other. If they want to have a gate, that's fine. But that gate has to be electronic, and it has to be opened by emergency personnel without them having to exit their vehicle and all that foolishness.
And we did have a letter back in 2012 from the Millville Volunteer Fire Company that they said basically that the cards are helpful, but they don't comply with the policies governed by the Delaware State Fire Marshal's office.
Well, I think that's who needs to approve it. I think we need to have something from the Delaware State Fire Marshal's office approving whatever these gates are. I don't object to the gate, but access, it was a requirement of their site plan, and so they can't restrict access. And if they're going to put up a gate, it has to be, compliant with the Delaware State Fire Marshal requirements.
And if you gentlemen do go down and look at the site and you try to access it from using Route 26 as an example, and if you plugged a certain address into your GPS and that's guiding you because, you know, Siri doesn't know that there's this Jersey barrier in your way, just make a notation of how many minutes it does take for you to back out and go all the way back down to now the new Royal Farms. Don't get caught speeding, of course, by the Ocean View Police Department, to get over to the other end to reach a house that may be 60 feet on the other side of that gate.
If you're having a heart attack on one side of the fence and the ambulance is on the other side of the fence, that's an issue. That's the one I'm worried about. I don't care if the UPS man is inconvenienced. Oh well, but it's a life safety issue, period.
Well, we heard complaints from individuals, and then we received complaints from both the Millville Fire Company and the county paramedics or EMTs about having difficulty accessing from Muddy Neck Road to 26 in emergency situations, but where they were to where they had to go. And we just heard scuttlebutt as far as FedEx, whoops, and others about having difficulties getting to and from one end to the other.
They can have gates as long as they're locked in the open position.
Yeah. And the new county EMS station is going to be right off Beaver Dam Road, which will be about half or three quarters of a mile from the one entrance?
Probably.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I'd like to defer this, so give everybody the opportunity to have further discussions outside of this forum.
The strange thing about it, I have to say, after being to the site, candidly, is that, you put gates on a development to deter people from coming into the development. This doesn't serve that purpose because you're already halfway through it by the time you see the gate. It's, if you were cutting through, you would go in and come back out,
I have a suspicion that it has more to do with there's probably two homeowners associations, one on each side, and one side doesn't want the other side using their roads, okay? Well, I'm sorry, that was not the deal. The deal was that there would be access, there's access. We need to fix this as soon as possible. Before somebody dies.
Yeah. And our staff's been fighting this battle for quite some time. Hopefully we can come to a decision. But for this evening, Mr. Chairman, I would like to defer this request by Ocean Way Estate Subdivision.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on Ocean Way Estate Subdivision request to install gates. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.